Okay, well, Sky Sports News is over. That means we can start this. What is this? What is going on here? Well, you know, it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm also drinking tea. Because it's delicious. And I should make some more. I should make some more of that blackcurrant tea today. That's what I was going to do before I started the show. Oh, well, too late. And as I mentioned, I just finished up watching Sky Sports News. And I'm a little confused. I'm a little excited. I'm a little overjoyed. Lots of weird stuff going down here in these last few days of the transfer window. Oh, yeah. Okay, so if you don't understand the concept of transfer window, this is a football thing. According to the big bad rules of football, you can only transfer in players at certain times. So it's not one of those things like baseball, American baseball, where you can just, you know, buy and trade new guys whenever you feel like it. In football, there are specific times when you can do this. These are known as transfer windows. There are multiple transfer windows. And everything gets a little nutty. Everything gets a little super nutty once the transfer window starts closing. And that's what's happening now. So, yeah, I've been having a lot of fun this morning. Not really. Because I've been awakened by my cat multiple times already. Why am I up so early? I don't know. But I'm glad I got to watch Sky Sports News. And where is the furry random alarm clock? I started talking 2.5 minutes ago. No sign of the random furry alarm clock. Yes, if you've ever wondered what it's like to live with a cat, basically all you need to do is get an alarm clock, hack it, and add a random number generator so that the alarm just automatically goes off at random times. But preferably only random times when you're already sleeping. So it's not going off during the middle of the day or anything. Only when you're sleeping. Oh, yeah, so I'm kind of tired. Kind of feeling weird. I think it's just my sinuses. My sinuses are making me insane today. Which means the weather's doing strange things. And I looked outside and I thought, oh, maybe it's going to be nice and warm and I'll be able to go outside or do something. Bah, no. It's hot. It's windy. It's lots of sun. So we got to stay inside. And who's this that just popped up on my television screen? I don't believe it. What movie is this? Jennifer Connelly is... Oh, I see. It's the movie Career Opportunities. You know, it seems like I saw her recently. I saw her in something. What was I... No, I don't remember. Anywho. I'm drinking tea. I'm having a good time. Sort of. Oh, okay. What are we doing? What's happening? What's going on here? Oh, we might as well check the TV guide here. And the first thing I notice is that you know, now that we're into August. We're a week into August. Yeah, Hallmark has stopped playing the Christmas movies. And they're back to all their typical cheese and sitcoms for those over the age of 70. Look at this. We've got Matlock, then Diagnosis Murder. Diagnosis Murder, Diagnosis Murder. And then Jane Doe, The Wrong Face, starring Leah Thompson. Oh, I feel terrible for her. And then, of course, some Aurora Tea Garden mysteries. Oh, I feel terrible for Candace Cameron Bure having to support her idiot brother, and et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I feel terrible. But not really. All right, so I guess we know who Hallmark's key demo is. Oh. Got that weird sinus thing where, are my eyes swollen or are they just being pushed from the back? And does anybody else have this? Is this just me? I don't know. Okay, so anyway, as you've probably surmised by this point, approximately 6.5 minutes into the show, I've got absolutely nothing. That's right. I've got nothing for you today. Although, I do have one thing, but it's probably only going to kill 5 minutes. Oh, I feel terrible. Not really. Last night, or actually this was the other day, 2 days ago, I don't know. I was sitting here in the middle of the night, and I was watching a little bit of YouTube or something. I don't remember. I was Herbert Gerberts. And something popped up, and I thought I might have to share it. And so I think we're going to listen to some music right now. And I've been debating, do I want to tell you what this is before it happens, or should I just drop this on you? Because this is kind of good, but kind of weird, kind of funny, but kind of a little bit cringy. And I don't know. Maybe this will be a surprise. But let me ask you this. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me no more.
Yeah!
Okay, what do you think? Was that awesome? Yes, I have to agree. That was awesome. That was obviously What Is Love, originally by Hathaway, but performed by the ska band Skamelion. And I think I have figured out that these guys are German. And this is a big band. This is a big band. This is 9 or 10 piece band. It's impressive. also a little bit odd, but I guess you have to be odd for this to work. But the interesting about Skamelion is, well, they sound great. Obviously very professional. They, for the most part, have the sound down. They're missing something here and there, but they're making up for it in other ways. but one of the weirdest things about this band, and now that I know that they're German, this I guess this makes a little bit more sense. Okay, how do I introduce this topic without being... How do I bring this up? Okay, let me just describe this band to you. You got 9 people. Mostly guys, and that one woman vocalist who is pretty good, real good singer. She's fun. She's having a good time. And they are all dressed in black and white, with black and white checks being a recurring motif. Now, this is a modern band. This is Skamelion. These guys are not, you know, the first wave of ska, not the second wave of ska. Maybe you could say, yeah, they're still a part of this third wave of ska that is still ongoing. But, you know, I'd rather think of them as being more of a modern ska band. And, like I said, this is not second wave ska, but they're all wearing black and white, mostly black and white checks, black and white everything. You know, basically the symbol of two-tone ska. When we refer to the waves of ska, that second wave of ska, we call it two-tone. Why do we call it two-tone? You should be able to figure it out by now if you look at photographs of these ska bands from that era, like the Specials or whoever. This was two-tone music because, and the black and white was the theme because this was a racial coming together. And so there were white people and black people in these two-tone bands. That was the whole point. But here we have Skamelion. And they want to be a two-tone band. They've got all their black and white checks on. Yeah. But they're rather Teutonic looking. Okay, good band though. Good band. Can't really complain about anything. They've got a nutty bass player, and every band needs a bass player who's slightly off their rocker. And this guy's running around in a black and white Czech Zentai playing the bass, which is funny. He's a pretty good bass player. And so yeah. If you want some ska, and if you want some ska where it's ska versions of, like, famous songs, this band, Skamelion, as in, oh, we're chameleons, but we're ska. That's the other thing I don't understand. Chameleons can change color. These are all white people. No comprendo. Oh, anyway. I personally think I need some more of this stuff. What else do we need to listen to here? Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, this ought to be good.
What you want, what you really, really want.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what think about that. Yeah, you know how I feel.
Say you can handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I give you a try.
And if you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I want to, huh, 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 really, really, really want to zig zig high.
If you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friend.
Nice pretend to echo there. Oh, we couldn't afford a delay, so I'll just pretend to echo, 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 echo. Oh my God. Did I tell you? What, I mean, what is up with that? God. Okay, well, obviously, that was Wannabe. And if you're too young to have lived through the massive rock and roll swindle that was the Spice Girls. That was a Spice Girls song. That was the Spice Girls' biggest hit. This is just, I don't know what to think about this band. Part of them says we play weddings, but part of them says, I don't know what to think about these guys. And every time I look at this woman that's in this band, it's like, who does she remind me of? She looks like somebody I know, or she looks like somebody in my family. It's starting to bother me. But anyway, I think that's about all of Skamelion I can take for today. Don't get me wrong. That's some good stuff, but... I need to have my brain washed. I need to have my ears cleared out from this. I still don't know what to think. I need the grit. I need the dirt. I need the harshness of some grittier, gnarlier music. So I think we're going to do some Justin Johnson here. Really interested in this guy's style. I really got to study some of this up. This guy just about kills me. You know, you listen to something really tight like that ska band, you got to listen to something that's a little bit looser after that, you know, to balance things out. You know what I'm saying? Is it just me? Why am I got no audio? There we go. I'm Guys, I gotta sit down and I gotta watch all of this guy's stuff. I gotta watch every single video he's ever made and watch his right hand. I need to study his right hand technique because he's doing stuff that I have never seen before. And I have...
Calling all crab fans.
No, I'm not a crab fan. Why don't you die? Good Lord, what kind of idiot eats lobsters? My God, they're bottom feeders. They're filter feeders. That is like the last thing you want to eat. But I digress. I've been around music for a long time. As a matter of fact, there's probably not a time in my life when I wasn't around it. And this guy, he's got some interesting picking techniques, this Justin Johnson. I still can't figure out who this guy is, where he came from, or what the... The Dilly Yo. But he's not a traditional finger picker. And I've seen him do weird stuff. I've seen him chicken pick. He'll do a little chicken picking. But what we just heard was not flat picking. It was not finger picking. It was sort of this weird hybrid finger chicken licking good picking. Is that a thing? I've been around the block a couple times. Never heard of such a technique, but I can see what he's doing. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, I get it. And in this instance, he also does that little thumb popping bass slap sort of technique. And this is all on a 3-string guitar. It's like, God, that sounds cool, but I gotta learn how to do that. There's that little roll riff that he does. It's like, man, that is cool as hell. How does our little Tobster learn how to do that? I don't know. Gotta watch this guy some more. I gotta watch all the vidges. I gotta watch all the vidges. Yeah, so anyway, here I am, sitting around doing nothing. When I should probably be playing my cigar box guitar or building other instruments. Or, you know, building my amplifier or my, you know, boost pedal or any of this stuff that I have instead of just sitting around. But it's hot outside and I feel terrible for, you know, not doing anything. But oh well. Oh well. We've got a musical instrument on the way. The way I figure it, I only have to wait, what, 2 more weeks for my Daishikoto to show up, and then we're going to get crazy. And should I start looking for members of a band right now? I almost kind of want to get in my car, drive around, find people to be in my awesome band. And it will be great. And everybody will say, oh, Tobe finally did something awesome. Other than the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta do some stuff. I gotta get it together. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.